With me in the studio is Brian Powers from the local history department of the Maine Public Library downtown. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Brian.
Well, thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.
You've been real busy the past few months putting together three events for Black History Month in February down at the public library with the theme of empowerment and achievement, African-American women in the Queen City. Share the process of narrowing down just these three events, which are on Saturday afternoons in February, 2 p.m. in the Reading Garden Lounge of the first floor of the Maine Library downtown.
Yeah, well, you know, every year for Black History Month at the Maine Library, we always try to have a theme with our programs. You know, last year we had C. Smith, who was a noted photographer, and so we kind of did about art. And actually, this year's program sort of came out of C. Smith's exhibit that we had. A gentleman that is friends with C. Smith came down. His name is Samuel Abuabaka. And Samuel was telling me about the Cincinnati Federated Colored Women's Club. They have been around in Cincinnati since 1904, and they have a clubhouse that they bought in 1925. They raised their own money in 1925, these women. And I wasn't really familiar with this group, but, you know, in the Black community, they're very well known because they've done a lot with the Black community, especially among women. They started in 1904 basically to support women, to try to help educate women. I mean, this is a time era before women could vote or anything. So a lot of these members in these clubs, they would establish daycare centers and essay contests, and they would raise scholarship awards for college. They did all sorts of things like that. They provided clothes and food for needy families, and they would volunteer at local hospitals and retirement homes. And they are still around. They got up to about 40 clubs in the mid-century, but I think there are maybe six. But they are still around. They're still doing stuff in the community.
And their headquarters is a historic landmark, I understand.
1010 Chapel Street, which is in Walnut Hills, which happens to be right next to the old Mance Hotel. That was another important landmark in the Black community. That's where a lot of entertainers like James Brown and Hank Ballard and all the big jazz players used to stay at because they couldn't stay downtown. But right next door is these women's clubhouse, which was built in 1888, designed by Hannaford, as a lot of people in this town know, is a very important architect, did City Hall and a lot of other buildings. It was actually at one point, one of the mayors of Cincinnati lived in that house in the 1890s, and I think in the 1810s. I think it was Molesby, who was mayor, I think from 1889 to 1894, something like that. So a mayor used to live there. But it's been sort of a center of activity in the Black community. They have events there and programs and things.
So the Cincinnati Federation of Colored Women's Clubs presentation will be on Saturday, February 3rd. 2 o'clock, who will be the guest speaker?
Well, there's going to be several, but one of the main ones, the first one, is going to be John Hodshaw, who is a local historian. I've had him at the library before. He's had several books out. He's done one on the West End where he grew up. It's like an oral history. It's a fantastic book. If people haven't read it, we have it at the library. He's done another book on the numbers game. But John actually has a personal story for these women. They actually got him a scholarship to go to college back in the day. And so he's going to be doing an overview, but then the current members of the clubs are going to be there, and they're going to be talking about their history. Samuel will be there, and he's going to be talking about, there's another local group called A Few Good Men, who are these about 30, 40 guys who get together every Tuesday for breakfast, and they have started having their breakfast at the clubhouse on Tuesdays at 10:30, and they are leading the charge to help renovate the house. So this is one of the first events that they're doing to try to promote and raise some money to fix up the house.
Okay, and moving on to February 10th at 2 o'clock, which is a Saturday, Marion Spencer, who is indeed a Cincinnati legend. Tell us about this presentation and her life.
Well, I mean, the theme is sort of about empowerment, and certainly I think when you think about that, you think civil rights and things like that, and Marion Spencer is a civil rights icon in Cincinnati, and I found out that this woman, Dot Christensen, had written a book with her. They sort of collaborated together. She's an old friend of Marion's, and they went together. I think originally the project was going to be just for Marion's family, like to capture stories, but then it developed into this book. And so Dot's going to come down and do a discussion on the book project. And we're also going to have a gentleman who is a local playwright who is working on writing some, I don't know if it's a whole play, but maybe scenes of a play based on these stories. And he's going to do a play reading. His name is Willie Jones. And he's going to do about 10 minutes of a segment from the play. And we're hoping to have Marion Spencer herself there. She said she's not going to be part of the program, but if she does come, she'll be there for the Q&A section.
And I read somewhere that there's going to be a dormitory on campus at the University of Cincinnati named in her honor.
Right. Yes, yes. And I think she got a street named after her last year, I believe.
And how ironic, since when she was a student at UC in the 1940s, she wasn't allowed to live in campus housing because of her race.
Right. Wow.
So it's nice that she's being recognized now.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that this book's out, too. You know, she's most known for getting Coney Island desegregated. But, you know, she did a couple other things, too. You know, she helped get awareness for a lot of industrial toxic waste practices in minority neighborhoods. And so that led to some Superfund legislation. So she's done other stuff, too, for the community.
And moving on to the last event, which is on February 24th, honoring Black History Month at the library downtown. It's about Black pageants. Now, who's going to be the guest speaker on that topic? And fill us in on the history of these pageants.
Well, there's a gentleman named Robert Humphreys, and he's also part of that group I was mentioning, A Few Good Men. I met him through C. Smith last year. He started these pageants back in 1980, so it's almost been around for 38 years. Miss Black Cincinnati started in 1980. He later also started the Miss Black Teen Cincinnati, and that's still going on. Now, he told me the other day he's bringing back Miss Black Cincinnati. I think that ended about 15 years ago, but he's going to be bringing that back. But he has it every year, and it really is about recognizing these women for, as he said, their brains. And a lot of these women have become doctors and lawyers, judges, professors. We're going to have a lot of them come back, and they're going to be telling their stories, like how this pageants were important to them and helped them in their career.
The Maine Public Library in downtown Cincinnati will be presenting three events in honor of Black History Month in February. These presentations will showcase strong African-American women who became leaders making a difference in the Cincinnati community. You'll find a link to the library's website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. My guest tonight has been Brian Powers from the library's local history department and also a collaborator on WVXU's King Records specials over the years. Thanks for dropping by tonight, Brian.
Thanks, Lee.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
And here we are in heaven.